Blair Palmer, and welcome to the Punks in Suits podcast, bringing the leadership thinking, beliefs, philosophies, and practices behind punky, startup-y, next-stage businesses to you, even if your company's not quite there yet. Hello, and welcome to episode 26 of the Punks in Suits podcast. I hope you are very well. This week, I was visiting a client in their shiny new offices, and it inspired me to talk to you about something today that I've been thinking about quite a lot, which is why work isn't more like home. Now, these beautiful offices were set in the grounds of an old manor house, surrounded by acres of lush lawns, water, trees, a maze. There was a running track, and they had a gym inside the building. It was a massive, massive contrast to their old offices on an industrial estate where the best you could do was a cup of tea at the sort of caff on the site in a polystyrene cup. And that's where people would go. If you wanted a coffee in the building, you had to get one from a Clicks machine. So this is massively, massively improving on what they had before. So I'm sitting in the beautiful canteen, looking out of the window and chatting with the people that I'm meeting with. And I asked whether they make the most of the grounds, whether they use them at all. And I was told that sometimes for exercise, sometimes for taking a run and in breaks potentially, but they don't ever work outside. They don't take meetings while walking around, for instance. They don't break away from their desks to go and sit outside and stare at some trees. So I got back to my own office. Now, my office at the moment is in my home. I did have an office outside of the home until recently, but when we moved, the house that we've moved into has a lovely office. Came back from this meeting, back to my office. I had my puppy at my feet. I was drinking my tea out of my own cup. Then I go and make my own lunch in my kitchen when I'm ready. Maybe I'll pop out to the shops this afternoon. I'll stop work when my daughter comes home, and I start when she leaves the house in the morning, either after I finish my breakfast or after I've meditated and after I've let the rabbits out. And I must say that I don't find this easy. I am hardwired, like most people, to think of work as something that you do sitting down at your desk. I feel quite guilty when I leave my desk, even to go downstairs to let the puppy out. I feel guilty. So I am hardwired to sit at my desk, to work long hours, to be busy. But I have the advantage of being based at home, and so it's a little easier for me to incorporate more of my life into my work. But it still raises the question, why do we treat ourselves so differently when it comes to work? Even if you work at home, the way that you work, the way that you treat yourself in those working hours, even the concept of working hours, is different to the way you treat yourself when you're not, in inverted commas, working. So I did a bit of research into it. The first bit of research I found, which actually just came out this week, but was supporting a lot of research that I also found on Google from previous years, is that walking is very good for the brain. Walking creates waves of blood to the brain. It's to do with the pressure of the foot on the ground that boosts the blood to the brain, that improves brain function. And it was really interesting in this piece of research that walking and running both do this, but cycling not so much, because you don't have that pressure so much on the bottom of the foot with the whole weight of your body on your foot. So the first thing is that walking around improves brain function. So the second piece of research was that children learn better while they're moving. Now, I became interested in this when I saw a lovely little film on Facebook of children sitting in special seats, chairs that kind of wobble around, and balance balls. And I looked at the research behind that. When children are moving while they're learning, they have potentially a 4-month advantage when it comes to maths and spelling over a period of a year than those kids who learn while they're sitting still. 4 months is massive. Now, what I wasn't able to find was any research that reinforces whether that's true for adults, but I'm not convinced that children's brains and adults' brains are so different that children would learn well moving and adults wouldn't. And that is reinforced by the third piece of research that I found, which was that when I'm practicing my speech and I rehearse before every speech, I do that standing up and walking around. And it turns out that this is quite normal and that it might be because something in my body knows about this piece of research, that we have better memory after low intensity activity. So for instance, if you try learning a language while you're walking or while you're riding a bike, you're more likely to remember more of it than if you try to learn that language sitting down. So what I discovered from this very, very bit of basic research is that moving around is very good for brain functions, very good for memory. But I'm not just thinking about moving. I'm not just thinking, why do we not move about very much when we are at work? I'm also thinking about how we work and the kind of situation in which we work, the environment in which we work. Now, these offices that I went to this week were seriously gorgeous, really, really lovely. Lots of light, lots of open space, private areas for doing private work, really beautifully decorated, very bold decoration inside. So they were lovely offices, but it was very clear that they were still offices. Nothing wrong with that, of course. I have an office at home, as I've said, and it looks very much like an office. It's got a desk and it's got a printer and it's got cupboards that are full of stationery supplies. So there's nothing wrong with it looking like an office. But what I was interested in is whether working from home is more productive, and if it is, why? One piece of research that I found showed that people do 13.5% more phone calls when they're working from home compared with when they're working in the office, which is basically one extra working day a week of phone calls made. Not only that, creativity is improved when you are not in the office because you're sparked by different things. Your mind is able to wander, and as I've said many, many times before, creativity occurs when seemingly disconnected or unconnected concepts collide. It's very difficult to do that in a sort of quite stale environment of an office, but it's very easy to do while you're walking the dog or having a shower or making your lunch or just staring into space. But this isn't so much about working from home. What I'm really interested in is rethinking whether the way we work is really best for human beings. And by looking at, are we better when we're sitting, as we tend to do in the workplace, or when we're walking around? Are we better when we're in our home environment, or are we more productive in quite a stagnant official office environment? And what it seems from me from the research is the more we make our working lives and our working patterns more like our home lives and our home patterns, actually, the more effective we are. So when we think about things like arriving at the office at the same time, or kind of leaving roughly at the same time, or even measuring time at all as a valid measure for whether people are working hard enough, we start to question any of that. I mean, why is it necessary for everyone to rock up at the same time? You could also question how offices are laid out, the kind of furniture. Why is it often so lacking in personality? The kind of pine or pine effect desk, or even worse, the grey plastic desk. My desk is gorgeous. And we've always done that, even when we were in serviced office space, where desks were provided as part of the rent that we were paying. We still didn't use those desks, and we used desks with personality. Many freelancers and consultants take their laptops and work at the local coffee shop. But it's not as usual for corporate employees to do that. Sitting at your desk is the norm. When I was at this gorgeous office earlier on this week, I saw a guy sitting in the canteen just staring out of the window. He wasn't staring at his phone. He wasn't chatting with anyone. He was sitting at a table on his own, staring out of the window. And I thought it was brilliant. And I really wish now that I'd gone up to him and sort of congratulated him on breaking away from the norm. Another question to ask yourself about how we work and why home and work are so different is your working style. Are you someone who works in short bursts or someone who works in long bursts? I don't actually like taking a lot of breaks. I like to really get deeply into what I'm doing and really focus and then take a relatively long break, like a lunch break or go into town. Other people are different. They want to do 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour at a time. But do we organise our working lives in a way that really suits us in that respect? I'm wondering whether it's possible to create working environments and revise the rules of work, in a sense, to prioritise thinking and conversation and mindset over activity. What if 70, 80, even 90% of time was that, was thinking, conversation and mindset, and the other 10, 20, 30% of time was the activity that was identified as important as a result of that thinking and conversation and getting in the right mindset? If we thought about work in that way, I think that we would design our working spaces and think about the way we work in really different ways. Things like having greenery, real living plants, not plastic plants, in the office space, mixing spaces up so that it's not just here's the work area and downstairs is the sitting and relaxing area. These areas are mixed up. Having children, even animals, in the workplace. Meeting friends for lunch or having the opportunity for friends to come and meet you in your office for lunch. Having people from other companies just coming in and using the space. All of these things, working in a cafe or working in the pub, having long lunches, going back to the days of long lunches. And of course, looking at the dress code. I think what's important about all of this, and I'm not an expert in office spaces, I know that there are plenty of people who are, and I'd love to hear from them how they're handling this issue about why work is so different from home and how we can bring more of the home and what works about home into the way we work. But why I think this is so important is that leadership is about looking at how things are and how they could be, and then disrupting that. And I think this is one area, the why work isn't more like home question, that really needs to be looked at if we want to treat people better, if we want to get more of the magic of people out of them in relation to our businesses. So when you're thinking about what is and what could be, pick your focus, in this case, why work isn't more like home, and then see all the things you take for granted. You don't have to change them, but it's certainly worth recognising that they are simply norms, conventions, habits. They're not fact or truth. So with that, I'm off to make myself a cup of tea and take my crazy puppy, who you might have been able to hear racing around in the background, take her outside. Going to make a cup of tea in my own mug, watch the dogs play, and think about whether there's anything that I can do to make my home office even more like home. Please check out our New Look website. All the podcasts are on there now, as well as information about how you can work with me and my colleagues at That People Thing. Just go to www.thatpeoplething.com. Next week, it's an interview show. It's an interview with the coach and author, Michael Bungay Stanier. He's the author of a new best-selling book called The Coaching Habit, Say Less, Ask More, and Change the Way You Lead Forever. And I'm really, really excited to share that interview with you. Meanwhile, please do stay in touch. And here's the lovely Ivy Palmer to remind you how.
The updated That People Thing website is now live. Just go to www.thatpeoplething.com, where you can find all the Punks in Suits podcasts on the Posts and Podcasts page, as well as links to recent articles. You can also find out more about our coaching, consulting and speaking services, and watch video testimonials from clients. There are no pictures of my puppy on the website, but you can see more about her on the Instagram at Blair Lee's Partner. Please remember to share this podcast and leave a review on iTunes. Thank you! Hug!